شيخ طلعت your work now revert to reality since how many years you
over 15 years
ما شاء الله 15 years 15 سنة now only in London or outside London now?
We're a local community grassroots organization so we have a center and from that center we have various activities The ladies' activities is more active because they say maybe 75% or more of converts in the UK are ladies.
Subhanallah.
Yeah. So plus we have issue here. We have many masajid. Many of them are masajid cultural. Pakistani, Bangladeshi, mm-hmm. and often maybe revert Muslims, they can't find they can fit into the masjid. Mm-hmm. Especially for ladies, many masajid here, they're small, they don't have facilities for the ladies. And we found that quite often. So we have a lot more ladies coming, taking shahada, like Rayan's wife, before she got married. My wife was talking to her and then she took shahada.
Uh-huh.
And then he got married. And his mother... His mother used to come to the center. She's a typical, very kind, nice English lady. Mm. And she was worried about Rayan. And I think, if I remember rightly, she was asking my wife, why is all of this water, like five times a day, washing?
Yes.
It's make his health bad, maybe, inhaling the water. So my wife, she used to come to the classes as a non-Muslim.
Uh-huh.
You know, and his sister... was I think 12 or 13 years old and she used to attend my wife's tafsir class as a non-Muslim and then after 1 or 2 years she took her shahada as well alhamdulillah
Allahu Akbar.
And then Wayne was not Muslim at his wedding and then when Rayan came to me said we need to arrange a Muslim wedding I want to get married
Aye.
And all of his family then were non-Muslim.
Ah,
my mom was Muslim.
Your mom was Muslim, that's right, yes. His mom and yourself was Muslim. We're thinking a lot of non-Muslim family, we have to find an imam who can come to the family home.
To talk with them.
Yeah, to do the niqah and everything.
Oh,
fantastic. In the house with all of the
Perfect.
Non-Muslim family present.
Ah.
Alhamdulillah, it was a very good experience.
Yes, but now you... look for Muslims just in new Muslims just in London or maybe in Manchester, Birmingham.
We don't operate in different cities, but our reach is far. We have Muslims contact us from Manchester, even Scotland, you know,
by,
south of the country.
By internet, by website,
email, telephone, internet. If they often take their shahada, they need information about Islam. They have lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get non-Muslims calling us saying, I need to know more about Islam, can you tell us?
Uh-huh.
And that happens. And sometimes they may take their shahada on the telephone,
uh-huh.
you know, or if they are in London, they may come down to our center, you know.
Uh-huh. I will ask the guys. Shabab, تتكلموا عربي, من يتكلم عربي يرفع يده. Who can speak Arabic? Okay, brother, وش اسمك? Okay, brother, وش اسمك? حلوة ذي. ما هو اسمك؟ فراس أعطوا فراس الميكروفون فراس أنت تعمل معهم في الجمعية
لا هذه أول مرة
أول مرة تقابلهم طيب من منكم يعمل مع الجمعية طيب تتكلم عربي ممتاز تعمل معهم من منذ متى
يعني أكثر من سنة
أكثر من سنة أنت أوريجينال فروم وير
من السودان
السودان جيد طيب هل تعرف أحد فعلا كان دخل في الإسلام وبعدين لأن ما في أحد يتابع وراءه ويعلمه الدين ويتصل به ربما بعد دخوله في الإسلام بشهر أو شهرين ترك الإسلام You understand my question طلعت؟
كان في نفر واحد
آه.
فلما كنت بتابعه أنا يعني مرة بلاقيه في الجامع فسألته يعني شو رأيك في الإسلام حصل إيه و قال يعني لما نمشي الجامع بحس إنه الجماعة في الجامع بعينه له غريب كأنه من برا يعني
يعملون على إنه غريب
أيوة نعم
كأنه
عشان هنا
هو بريطاني
أيوة نعم فهنا المشكلة في بعض مساجد
فهمت يا طلعت كلامه
You're talking about somebody who embraced Islam and then left
to the mosque
yeah
yes أخبر طلعت بالإنجليزي كلامك.
He was asking about someone who embraced Islam, and he's saying after a while, had, do you know, like after a month or two, that they left Islam because they didn't feel that they were engaged.
قل له إنه لما يذهب إلى المسجد هم ينظرون إليه غريب فهذا يعني يجعله ينفر.
Like the whole culture idea, you know, when a new revert goes to the masjid and they look as outcasts.
And they feel that they have to leave.
This is a big problem, I think, Talat.
Yes. Around, we would say our experience with people we come across, we maintain a database of revert Muslims. Quite often, if we contacted 60, maybe 20 or 30 said, I converted to Islam, but then I didn't find my way with the religion, or I didn't fit in. And I left. Now I'm not Muslim anymore.
Subhanallah.
Or maybe I'm just Muslim by name. I don't eat halal, or, you know. That happens. Alhamdulillah, in communities like here, in these areas, like in East London, not too often. Because there's a support network, and they know they can come. And that's why the idea of revert reality is to, when they take the shahada, to provide a mentor, a teacher, and they can learn Islam. Every person can learn Islam on their own level, you know. Some learn quite fast, like Rayan, mashallah, tabarakallah, and others will take maybe 1 year to learn the salah, you know. So we match a good teacher and make sure they learn the arkan al-Islam and salah, wajibat.
Do you have schedule for him when he became Muslim?
Yes, not Rayan, because Rayan was a Muslim already when we met. Other people, yes.
Okay, what's the first lecture, or can you tell me?
We have a program called the Mentor Ansar program, the R2R map. And in that program, it has all the essential items that a new Muslim needs to learn. That's from the knowledge perspective, ilm. The other side is in terms of the practice, learning the salah, somebody showing them how to do things.
Where do you give it?
Have a small center, or if it's a sister, there will be another sister. She will go to her home, or she can come to us. Because sometimes, often, there can be a Muslim secretly, and they don't want to tell their family. We've had cases where sometimes maybe a child might convert to Islam, very young.
Oh,
you know, and that
what
that
age
can
maybe? 10 years, maybe.
12, 13. Yeah, that can
and
happen.
Became Muslim.
Yeah. Now.
And he say, don't tell my parents.
Yeah, they won't. Or sometimes they're 15, 16. You know.
Subhanallah.
And then we know Muslims who have been Muslim for over 10 years, and still it's a secret.
What the main reason for this in 15 he became Muslim?
I think when they...
Because he's very young.
Yeah, yes. Number one, the fitrah is still there.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, they understand that there is a God and there is a need. So they're inclined to Islam much more easily. They may even have friends at school. And that's quite often. Mm-hmm. They will go to their house and they see how a Muslim household is, you know, and they like that. The other side of the training is the social aspect. And that's where revert reality may be different from many other organizations, where they try to have social interaction and deal with issues of social welfare, whether that be homelessness, whether that be they have a financial problem, or they have a problem in their family, in their marriage, or a revert Muslim wants to get married, we try to help.
Somebody came up from behind me and stabbed me in the stomach area. I ruptured my appendix. I ended up in hospital. And Revert to Reality came to my rescue.
I met members of Revert to Reality at my local masjid, and they introduced me to the R2R Centre. And from there, I was able to indulge in various activities and different lessons to help me on my way as a new Muslim.
They did actually help me out, you know, personally quite a bit. They did, firstly, by allowing me to stay around their place, you know, I had the sister basically cook food for me as well. And, you know, they looked for accommodation for me.
It was the night before the great blizzard. The snow was going to fall really deeply that night. And it was in the car park, Iceland. That's where I met Re-Virtual Reality. Adi and Dalat came.
The services basically Re-Virtual Reality provide are actually Eid dinners basically for converts, in which I believe this is how Re-Virtual Reality actually started as well. And what you find also that they are able to provide a marriage service as well as counselling, also when it comes to issues of divorce, domestic violence, they have actually been helping out as well.
They provided me with accommodation and clothing and food. My life has completely changed now. I'm finally back indoors. I've got a flat to myself now. I've got a carer who comes daily to see me. She helps with the cooking and cleaning and helps with my personal care.
The social aspect is very, very important, because when you ask a revert why they left Islam, quite often the answer is, I didn't feel I can fit in, this religion is not right for me, or I don't agree with things in this religion, or my life as a Muslim became more harder, more tests. Now, so that's where we, as a community, we need to see that we're providing support, that we're welcoming new Muslims into the community, and they fit in. It doesn't matter which colour you are, or which faith you come from before, or what your ethnicity is. We must be like brothers, like have akhwa between us.
Allahu Akbar.
And that's the platform we try to provide on that level.
Did you see before, Talat, some people became Muslim for get money from Muslims? Maybe he take drugs or something like this. So he became Muslim to the Muslim, give him charity.
Never.
No.
And we have a policy in Re-Virtual Reality with regards to if sometimes a non-Muslim, particularly the ladies' circles, the ladies' classes, non-Muslim lady or girl might come and attend. And if she comes and attends the class, we won't go to her and say, you need to take your shahada now. You know? There's no compulsion in a religion. We don't force anybody. If they come, they come and sit down. It's our community. They can have a look. They can talk to Muslims. We're very open and transparent about everything. There's no money involved. They might get a cup of coffee and get to socialize with a few people, you know, in a halal Muslim club in that respect. For example, evening, we had a social session or class where the brothers come together. You know, we will have maybe some games, computer games, some pool, some darts, and at the end maybe a reminder from a sheikh. He will give a little dars. So the social aspect, we ensure that they feel they fit in, you know, and they feel welcome.
Okay, I think Rayan, you want to talk about this file or no? Because it's open at opposite you. And I have some books I want to give it for brothers. Can you help him, please? Take this book, books, and give it to brothers, please. Barakallahu feek. But one book, £100. Nothing free. Yes.
A lot of... Originally, when Re-Virtual Reality started...
Everyone one book, okay, brother?
Originally, when Re-Virtual Reality started, we saw on Eid, we didn't see the Re-Virt Muslims, most of them. If they weren't married to a Muslim or had Muslim family after they got married, we didn't see them. And we found out when we spoke to them, they said, on Eid, we have nothing to do, and on Christmas, we used to enjoy with the family. And this was very sad. So our first, before we became Re-Virt Reality, was to have one big function where reverts could come and enjoy themselves with the Muslims on Eid. Mm-hmm. And that was very important. So they felt they are part of the community, you know.
Yes, but I think you have a lot of programs in Eid.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have an Eid event, Eid program. We have Mkhayma Saifi, a summer
Mashallah.
Camp.
Yeah. Every year?
Every year. It's been running since 2003, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. How many days?
We go on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days.
Only for men or for women?
Everybody.
Alhamdulillah.
Everybody, the ladies have their area, men have their area. And we have family area as well. Uh-huh. The children come. MashaAllah. It's open to everyone.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feek. وجزاك الله خير. I am والله very happy for this programs. والله وthis يعني هو واجب علينا لإخواننا. Do you know what I mean? يعني the anyone new Muslim,
yes.
we must give him something, yeah. And help him to stay Muslim. الحمد لله. أعطونا كتب للشباب هنا. وين الكتب؟ خلصت؟ The books finish.
خلاص.
حرام عليكم. الكتاب الكرتون خلص. أعطونا من الكتب يا شيخ للشباب. Give it to me. Bring it, brother. Give me this books. No, only one book for you.
Only one.
Yes, only one book. We have two kind. Everyone, only one. This or this. Nah, can I see? This gift for you. This talking about the end of the world. Inshallah, هذه بعض مؤلفاتي. This gift for you, brother. When we finish, inshallah, you pay for me £100, inshallah. أعطونا من الكتب يا جماعة للشيخ ريان وطلعت. يلا بعد ما نخلص إنشاءالله نعطيكم من السيارة. الله يجزيكم خير وأسأل الله أن يحفظكم. أسأل الله أن يوفقكم لكل خير يا رب العالمين. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يثبتنا وإياكم على دينه يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم، جزاكم الله خير.